Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. It is May the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This edition of The Flip Side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. I was just watching an excerpt. The president gave a speech this morning. He's redefined success in Iraq. He now says that just because there's a lot of violence in Iraq doesn't mean that there's no success. He's on drugs. He's on some medication. I have no idea what it is. But then I guess I can use the same example, that South Central Los Angeles is a great success if we just simply disregard all the violence that goes on. The black community is thriving. Anyway, let's check what happened in the even more insane world of finance. Stocks soared to a new all-time level of 13,211. Yes, another new record. Why was there a new record today? Well, apparently, factory orders stoked investor optimism about the economy. Just one question. What do we manufacture? There's a couple of things I know that doesn't really mean anything, like aircraft and military vehicles. I know we manufacture those, so is that the increase in manufacturing? Or is there some manufacturing going on that actually produces jobs for Americans? Not sure about that. Anyway, the boys on Wall Street, downright giddy. By the way, Time Warner, first quarter profit slips 18%. On the metals complex, gold was pretty much all over the board today. Had a high of 674, had a low of 667, closed down $1.20 in New York, ended the day at 673.10. Silver reversing the trend, up 2 cents at $13.28. Platinum off $2 at $1,298. Palladium off $2, up $2, I should say, at $3.72. Crude oil down by 13 cents. Apparently, according to the insiders, we're almost at full capacity as far as crude oil is supplied. So that's the reason they've sold of crude oil today? Well, you know why there's a big supply of crude oil? It's because the refineries can't keep up with the demand. So there's a surplus of crude. But there is not a surplus when it comes to the gasoline you and I buy. We'll have a lot more when we return.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-222. 3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
There's a Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends, on this solemn Tuesday. I still can't get over the president's speech. I mean, success, according to the president now, that success is a level of violence where the people feel comfortable about living their daily lives. And I swear, it's verbatim from the president of the United States. I don't know. I pride myself on being a good judge of character. This man boggles my mind on a constant basis. Anyway, looking further into what we can expect financially, a couple of interesting stories you will find on Republic Trading Group's website today. We told you that one of the big problems that, because a lot of people call us up and they go, well, what do you think about mining stocks as opposed to just buying gold? Because I don't want to bother storing with it. I'd rather just send a check somewhere and let somebody buy me a stock in something, because I understand stocks. And the one thing we always said about, I've always said about gold mining stocks, is they like any other stock out there. You got to do your homework. You got to figure out who the management is. You got to figure out where their properties are. What foreign countries they in? I mean, for instance, who knows what's going to happen to mining operations in, say, Venezuela, considering Venezuela has recently taken control of all the oil fields. A story about that on Republic Trading, which is a risky strategy, but he's nationalized all the oil fields. So the question is, if you're investing in a gold mine that's in, say, Venezuela, well, what will you do when the government nationalizes the gold mines, because gold is $5,000 an ounce? So you've got to take all these things into consideration. But the one thing that I always illustrated with people is you've got to stay away from companies that have hedge books. Now, mining companies that have hedge books don't tell you they have hedge books. Companies that don't have hedge books are more than happy to tell you they don't have a hedge book. For instance, Agnico Eagle out of Canada, one of its and one of the reasons for its success is because they're adamant about the fact that they don't have a hedge book. In other words, they have not sold future production at a much lower price, thereby not reaping any of the benefits of higher gold prices. I bring this to your attention today because one of the biggest hedge book mining companies in the world, Barrick Gold, has shaken off its golden handcuffs, announcing yesterday that it has eliminated the last of the sales contracts that prevented the company from taking full advantage of rising gold prices. As of May Day, the company, the biggest gold producer in the world, can sell all of its production from existing operations at spot prices. Why do you think, just think about it, why would the biggest gold producer in the world eliminate its hedge book? It eliminates its hedge book because it doesn't think the price of gold is going to go lower anytime soon. If Barrick Gold had the slightest idea that gold prices would retrace $100 from this point, they wouldn't be eliminating their hedge book. How much did it cost them to eliminate their hedge book? $557 million. Now that, my friends, if there ever was a vote of confidence where the price of gold goes, it's what Barrick did. Now, add to that the fourth story on Republic Trading Group today is the guru commodity trader Mark Farber is now citing a 1920s theory of commodity cycles that was put forward by a Russian economist who argued in the 1920s that commodities move in 50 to 60 year cycles. His analysis suggested prices would rise early this century. They did. Now investor Shane Oliver and Mark Farber are using his theory to back their bets that the 5.5-year-old rally in commodity-related stocks and commodities is only the beginning. When you look at our precipitous position in the world today, when you look at countries obviously slowly, quietly, but assuredly exiting out of their exposure to U.S. dollar-denominated investments, you have to be a tucker short of a full plate if you don't understand where gold is going. Nobody can predict where gold is going short-term. It could go down $10 from here, could go down $20 from here, but ultimately, it ain't going down $100 according to Barrick. Why do you need to buy gold? Well, it's very simple. It's the only honest money out there. And tomorrow night, you'll have an opportunity to see one of the only honest candidates for president at the stupid debate at the Ronald Reagan Library. Because he's going to have 3 minutes max to get people's attention. But then you've got people like Michael Medved, who calls Ron Paul a wacko. I don't even know why I even listen to those guys, the so-called official conservative talk show hosts in America, because everything they say is wrong. Medved was a typical case today, making the argument, dispelling the 9/11 conspiratorial theorists by the tanker accident in California. He says, you see, that proves that fire can melt steel. Well, obviously he hasn't done his homework, you know, because the planes that went into the towers were carrying jet fuel, which is a lot different, burns a lot lower temperature than, say, a gasoline fire wherein a tanker truck explodes. But then again, you know, I should call up his show one day and say, you know, Mr. Medved, I've been wrong. about Israel. I think we should embrace the Israeli form of government. I think the United States should institute a similar qualification for those who want to immigrate to Israel. See, because if you want to immigrate to Israel, you have to be Jewish. And so, as I said yesterday, we should implement the same. We'll solve the immigration problem in America by having a similar program here, by saying, look, if you want to immigrate to America, you have to be a white Anglo-Christian. We'll get into more of that a little later, but let me not digress from the gold thing. A lot of people think that because they've got money tied up in a 401k, and this is just general information, because I get this question all the time from people who say, I got a 401k, what can I do about it? Well, not all 401ks are the same. They all, as a matter of fact, they're all different. Some are lenient as to what you can do within a 401k plan. Some of them allow you to borrow money against it, but by and large, you can't do anything with a 401k if you're still employed by the same people who you are contributing to the 401k. The only time you can get your hands on 401k money is basically when you leave the company. And as soon as you leave the company, you have a 60-day grace period that the IRS gives you to transfer that money from the 401k into another IRS-approved tax shelter, such as an IRA or a Roth. Now, a lot of people are sitting out there holding Roths and your regular IRAs. And the unfortunate thing about all those things is they all more than likely invested in dollar-denominated investments. So even though you may have sound investments that have been returning 10% per annum return, you've got to take into consideration that the dollar has been depreciating at a 10% clip over the same period of time. So have you made any money? On paper, you have made money because the digits are higher. But in actual real life, you have not achieved anything. As a matter of fact, all you're doing is treading water. Because if your dollars are losing purchasing power, it has to obviously obliterate whatever percentage return you are making. At Republic Training Group, we offer people the opportunity to convert the paper assets they have in the IRA into physical gold and silver. And we'll tell you more about that when we return.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid? We have products for you from stoves to Staver washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Tuesday edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you, talking about gold. If you got an IRA, there's only two companies in America, as far as I'm led to believe, been doing this for a while, that allow you to put gold into a conventional IRA. And the one that we deal with, and I've been dealing with for over a decade, is now called Gold Star, headquartered in Houston, Texas. And the only negative thing that I can really say about it is that you don't get to physically hold the gold, unfortunately. The gold has to be stored in a IRS-approved depository, and that approved depository used to be Republic Bank. It was subsequently taken over by HSBC Bank, which is the official depository for all IRAs that the IRS approves. So, unfortunately, your gold, your silver, your platinum or palladium is held in a separate account, fully insured by Lloyd's of London. Your account is held at HSBC Bank in New York City. But just like a conventional IRA, you have full control of it. We at Republic Trading Group just facilitate the trade. Gold Star cannot physically sell you gold or silver. It's not their business. They have to go through a dealer like yours truly. And once all the I's have been dotted and all the paperwork signed and the money is transferred, our only involvement in the whole transaction is just simply the shipping of the product to HSBC Bank. And once it's received at HSBC Bank, you get notification that your gold and silver, platinum or palladium is stored at the bank. And it's yours to control from that point on. When it comes time for distribution, you can either elect to take physical delivery of your gold and silver. You don't have to pay anything more because you've already paid the premium. Or you can elect at any point in time to sell the gold and convert it into whatever you want because you have the flexibility. It's just like, as I said, any other conventional IRA. You control the whole thing. So if you put $5,000 into gold, for instance, and gold goes to $5,000 and you think that's as far as it's going to go, all you do is you pick up the telephone and you tell them sell. And the money, if you don't tell them where to put it, just sits in a money market account, earning you whatever rates of interest it is. So for those of you out there that have got an IRA and think you can't do anything because you're stuck in an IRA, there are many options. And if you'd like to get more information about how the Gold Star, used to be American Church Trust, IRA, operates, you can give me a call here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. I'll put you in contact with the good folks at Gold Star. We'll get you out all the appropriate paperwork, and it's not a lot of paperwork. It's a pretty simple process of just listing who your current account is with, and the transfer is very simple. It from the time you make a decision to initiate a gold IRA, from that time till the time it's completed, you're looking at, unfortunately, you're looking at about a 30-day window from the time you initiate it, back and forth and all the paperwork and money getting transferred from where it is to American Church Trust, or I should say Gold Star. Well, as you understand, certain institutions are very good at transferring money and certain institutions are not good at transferring money. Some of them drag their feet a little because, well, they can. And so, as I said, it seems, and I admit my bias. Yeah, I have a bias towards where the dollar's going and where gold's going, but I think these are significant events that should illustrate to anyone that has any qualms about where the price of gold is going. I think myself personally, gold prices should have been up $10, $20 today based on the news from Barrick. Because that just simply illustrates that if they've eliminated their hedge book at a cost of $557 million, I mean, think about that commitment. Because someone had to come up with the suggestion that paying up $557 million now to make good on those commitments means that they expect to earn a lot more from being able to sell their gold production at the spot market whenever they deliver the product. As we told you, how the product moves, mining companies like Barrick pour what they call Dory bars. These are like 24-kilo bars, about 90% pure. Then they go to a refiner, and the refiner has to refine it down to whatever the customer wants, whether he wants, if it's a jeweler, he may want 12-karat gold, he may want 14, may want 22. Jewelers don't do 24-karat gold. 24-karat gold usually goes to mints who produce pure gold coins, like the U.S. Mint, the Canadian Mint. Chinese do a pure gold coin. Australians do a pure gold coin. Austria has a pure gold coin. So that's how that whole system works. But as I said, I think this news of Barrick and what's going to happen? You're going to get a whole bunch of other companies doing the same thing. Anyway, I can hear some voices in the background. I guess we went over the break. Are we having a break? Oh, we live. We just blew through the break? Yeah. No, it's not your fault, Mr. Producer Man. I always love it when we blow through a break. Sometimes I just rattle on during the break, not knowing that there's even a break. I'm starting to babble now. Yesterday was May Day. Of significance, May Day. And the interesting thing here in the Valley of the Sun, they were expecting a turnout of 5,000 yesterday. In actual fact, 20,000 people showed up. And they were dressed in their obligatory whites, waving American flags. But as I mentioned yesterday, there was also this case of right of return, which is very disturbing for me because I heard blacks shout that in Africa as their main cause for killing white people, because they believe that irrespective, Africa was theirs and the white people were just simply occupiers. the same sentiment came across yesterday. It's just my observation that a lot of these Mexicans seem to believe that white Americans, by and large, are just simply occupiers because they were here long before you guys were here. Now, I bring this up because, obviously, this week is, I believe it's Friday, the Queen will be visiting Jamestown, the birthplace, if you will, of the first British colony in America, where the first slaves, indentured servants, were white people, not black people. It was a while later that black people showed up. And this leads to this whole argument that's been put forward for a while by the likes of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, NAACP, ad nauseum. And as I've often said, it's one of the reasons for the demise of Southern Africa's white population. Is simply based on a guilt trip that's been forced on white people, no matter where they are. It is something that is obviously caused by that nasty little phrase, political correctness, or as it's accurately described as cultural Marxism. And I always try to go back to the roots of cultural Marxism. Where did this all start? And where did communism actually make great strides and inroads in the United States? And my friends, you have to go back to May Day. And its origins and its roots. Let me share a little history with you. On October the 16th, 1859, abolitionist John Brown and several followers seized the United States Armory and Arsenal at Harper's Ferry. The action of Brown's men brought national attention to the emotions, divisions concerning slavery. John Brown was born in Connecticut in 1800, became interested in the abolitionist movement around 1835. In 1855, Brown and several of his sons moved to Kansas, a territory deeply divided over the slavery issue. One night on May the 24th, 1856, Brown and his sons murdered five men who supported slavery. Although none actually owned any slaves, Brown and his sons escaped. Brown spent the next 3 years collecting money from wealthy abolitionists in order to establish a colony for runaway slaves. To accomplish this, Brown needed weapons and decided to capture the arsenal at Harper's Ferry. In 1794, President George Washington had selected Harper's Ferry, Virginia, and Springfield, Massachusetts, as the site of the new national armories. In choosing Harper's Ferry, he noted the benefit of great water power, which provided by both the Potomac and the Shenandoah rivers. In 1817, the federal government contracted with John Hall to manufacture his patented rifles at Harper's Ferry. The armory and arsenal continued producing weapons until its destruction at the outbreak of the Civil War. In the summer of 1859, John Brown, using the pseudonym Isaac Smith, took up residence near Harper's Ferry at a farm in Maryland. He trained a group of 22 men, including his sons Oliver and Owen and Watson, in military maneuvers. On the night of Sunday, October the 16th, Brown and all but three of the men marched into Harper's Ferry, captured several watchmen. The first victim of the raid was a black man, a railroad baggage handler named Haywood Shepherd, who was shot and killed after confronting the raiders. During the night, Brown captured several other prisoners, including Lewis Washington, the great-great-grandnephew of George Washington. There were two keys to the success of the raid. First, the men needed to capture the weapons and escape before word reached Washington, D.C. The raiders cut the telegraph lines but allowed Baltimore and Ohio train to pass through Harper's Ferry after detaining it for 5 hours. When the train reached Baltimore, the next day at noon, the conductor contacted authorities in Washington. Now, Brown expected the slaves to rise up against the owners and join the raid. Not only did this fail to happen, but townspeople began shooting at Brown and his men. Armory workers discovered Brown's men in control of the building on Monday morning of October the 17th. Local militia companies surrounded the armory, cutting off Brown's escape routes. Shortly after 7 o'clock, a Harper's Ferry townsperson, Thomas Borley, was shot and killed near the corner of High and Shenandoah Streets. During the day, the two other citizens were killed, George Turner and Harper's Ferry mayor, Mr. Beckman. When Brown realized he had no way to escape, he selected 9 prisoners and moved them to the armory's small fire engine house, which later became known as John Brown's Fort. Well, John Brown was in for a bit of a surprise. Washington dispatched one General Robert E. Lee to take care of this wayward John Brown. Of Brown's original 22 men, John Kagi, Jerome Anderson, and William Thompson, Brown's sons Oliver and Watson, and free American African-American slaves, Lewis Leary and Dangerfield Newby, had been killed during the raid. John Cook and Albert Hazlett escaped into Pennsylvania. While Brown was recovering from his sword wound, he stood trial at Jefferson County Courthouse on October the 26th. 5 days later, a jury found him guilty of treason against the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he was sentenced to death. He was hanged in Charlestown on December the 2nd. Before walking to the scaffold, he noted the inevitability of the Civil War. I, John Brown, am now quite certain that crimes of this guilty land will never be purged away but with blood. Well, needless to say, Northern abolitionists immediately used the execution as an example of government support of slavery. John Brown became the martyr, a hero, murdered for his belief that slavery should be abolished. In reality, Brown and his men were prosecuted and executed for taking over a government facility. It had nothing to do with slavery. Still, as time went on, Brown's name became a symbol of pro-union anti-slavery beliefs. After the Civil War, a school was established at Harper's Ferry for African Americans. The leaders of Story College always emphasized the courage and beliefs of John Brown for inspiration. In 1881, African-American leader Frederick Douglass delivered a classic speech at the school honoring Brown. 25 years later, W.E.B. Du Bois and Martinsburg newspaper editor J.R. Clifford recognized Harper's Ferry's importance to African-Americans and chose Story College as a site for a meeting of the second Niagara movement, which later became, yes, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Those in attendance walked at daybreak to John Brown's fort. In 1892, the fort had been sent to Chicago's World Fair and then brought back to a farm near Harper's. What is the point of me reciting this little bit of history to you? Because John Brown was used as the crux that the communists used to promote May Day. Yes, it was he who caused all the problems we now have with labor unions. It was all based on a lie. It was all based on the misguided beliefs of a few. Now think about this guy. Here's a guy that committed a terrorist act. You see, terrorism in the eye of the beholder is a different thing. But here you have the start of the unions. And I find it interesting that in this enlightened age in which we live, that not many people know about Robert E. Lee and his positions on slavery. If you were to go out and ask Joe Sixpack out there, was Robert E. Lee good for America? They're more than like, oh, he was a racist. Yeah, he was a slave owner. Let me read from a letter that Robert E. Lee wrote, dated December the 27th, 1856. I was much pleased with the president's message. His views of the systematic and progressive efforts of certain people at the North to interfere with and change the domestic institutions of the South are truthfully and faithfully expressed. The consequences of their plans and purposes are also clearly set forth. These people must be aware that their object is both unlawful and foreign to them and to their duty, and that this institution, for which they are irresponsible and non-accountable, can only be changed by them through the agency of a civil and servile war. There are a few, I believe, in this enlightened age, who will not acknowledge that slavery as an institution is a moral and political evil. It is idle to expatriate on its disadvantages. I think it is a greater evil to the white than to the colored race. While my feelings are strongly enlisted in behalf of the latter, my sympathies are more deeply engaged for the former. The blacks are immeasurably better off here than in Africa, morally, physically, and socially. The painful discipline that they are undergoing is necessary for their further instructions as a race and will prepare them, I hope, for better things. How long their servitude may be necessary is known and ordered by a merciful providence. Their emancipation will sooner result from the mild and melting influences of Christianity than from the storm and tempest of fiery controversy. This influence, though slow, is sure. The doctrines and miracles of our Savior have required nearly 2,000 years to convert but a small portion of the human race, and even among Christian nations. What gross errors still exist, while we see the course of the final abolition of human slavery is still onward, and give it the aid of our prayers, and let us leave the progress as well as the results in the hands of Him who chooses to work by slow influence and with whom 1,000 years are but just a single day. It's unfortunate that many people do not understand or comprehend history or have the ability to put aside their prejudices to deal honestly with race relations in America. But first we have to identify how they all began. And it all began on May Day. By and large, that was the start of it. And all because of one man, John Brown, a whacked-out individual. No more whacked-out than anybody, no different to any quote-unquote terrorist out there, because his belief was that he was on a mission, misguided as it was, and if innocent people died for his cause, well, so be it. First of all, John Brown couldn't have been much of a Christian, because that flies in the face of the Ten Commandments. I hate to bring that up, but it's a point that I feel Christians should adhere to. You know, if you call yourself a Christian, well, then yes, 10 things you have to do. Not many, not too complicated. You know, you can break it up 5 and 5 if you will, but it's pretty easy to understand and comprehend. And so when we look at how this all came about, how the union, I mean, I know people in unions, they have no concept of how the unions were founded in this country. What was the cause of the creation of the unions? And look where we are today. We're in the mess we're in today because of unions. Because they've set up an adversarial position between worker and company. And how is that possible? Because what you have is you've got these unrealistic demands that are made on unions, and they make these unrealistic demands because of they believe that the man is sticking it to them. And there's no question the man did stick it to them at some point in time. Coal mines in Kentucky, for example, where, you know, everybody shopped at the company store and had company script. We understand this. But what happened was this communist philosophy took over, and they saw John Brown as their rallying cry, as their call to arms. And he was their martyr. And so when you're trying to figure out why companies are leaving the United States, why businesses are moving out, why the big three auto manufacturers are no longer the big three auto manufacturers, is because of the unions. The unrealistic demands that are made by unions over so many years. And yes, I also go blame the corporations, because they had people in high levels of influence within those corporations that acquiesced and capitulated to political correctness, rather than standing up to the unions, as they should have done many years ago. They didn't. And now Toyota's the number one auto manufacturer in the world. No longer Chrysler, no longer Ford. And they're hanging on by their fingernails. So you always, and I don't know if it's sickness I have, but I always go back to history to see, you know, how things panned out before. And even reading Robert E. Lee's letters, and you can go to the website. I'll give you the website in a bit. You can go to Robert E. Lee's website, and you can read the letters that he wrote to his son and his daughter. Let me share one with you, because I find this apropos. He's writing a letter to his daughter, Annie. He says, "My precious Annie, it's been a long time since I've written to you, but you have been constantly in my thoughts. I think of you all separately and collectively, in the busy hours of the day and silent hours of the night, and the recollection of each and every one while away the long night in which my anxious thoughts drive away sleep. But I always feel that you and Agnes at those times are sound asleep, and that is immaterial to either whether the blockades are or what their progress is in the river. I hope you are all well and as happy as you can be in these perilous times in our country. They look dark at present, and it is plain we have not suffered enough, labored enough, repented enough to deserve success. But they will brighten after a while, and I trust that a merciful God will arouse us to a sense of our danger, bless our honest efforts, and drive back our enemies to their homes. Our people have not been earnest enough, have thought too much of themselves and their ease, and instead of turning out to a man, have been content to nurse themselves and their dimes, and leave the protection of themselves and families to others. To satisfy their conscience, they have been clamorous in criticizing what others have done and endeavor to prove that they ought to do nothing. This is not the way to accomplish our independence. I have been doing all I can with our small means and slow workmen to defend the cities and the coasts." A little inspiration from Robert E. Lee. Things haven't changed much since 1862. We'll be back.
All right. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Wednesday. We have some fractional gold available for those of you thinking about taking the advice of the senior management at Barrick. Today, half ounce, $10 liberties, pre-1933, are going to run you $372. Now, these are different to the $10 modern issue American Eagle coins. Please do not get them mixed up. The $10 quarter ounce American Gold Eagles are the same as British sovereigns. The only difference is they sell for a lot less than a quarter ounce Eagle. Quarter ounce British sovereign today will run you $186. A quarter ounce American $10 Eagle will cost you $191. So the half-ounce coin we're talking about is a pre-1933 $10, the original $10 gold pieces, U.S. Liberty. And a picture of Liberty on one side, U.S. coat of arms on the other. And as I said, those are $369. And by the way, if you take $186 for a quarter-ounce British sovereign, you multiply it by two, guess what you come up with? you come up with $372, just a few dollars more than the $10 a gold piece. And that's because premiums are starting to change in gold coins. This is something that happens, that dealers do. They base their premiums, said this to you before, on orders in, orders out. Nothing more complicated than that. As dealers start to see demand increase, they will increase their premiums. We haven't seen a gold run yet. We haven't seen a major run on physical gold yet. So the premiums that you're paying over the melt value of these coins right now is extremely small. As a matter of fact, the premiums that you're paying are so small right now that on any given day, gold has the capability of moving substantially higher than those premiums. So the premiums actually shouldn't even be a consideration at this point in time. Consideration that should be front and center at this point in time is acquiring much of this material as you can get your hands on without breaking the bank. We're not telling you to sell your children, mortgage your home, or anything like that. We're just telling you, take this advantage while these prices are in this area and accumulate. Whether you buy one or half a dozen or 100, it's irrespective. You should be in the habit of accumulating gold on a regular basis. Shouldn't be just buy it once and then put it away and forget about it, although that's a good theory if you bought it at $280, but you didn't. And you can call us at Republic at 1-800-691-7890. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.
It's true.